I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, is the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The Transgressors service comes up here in about 10 minutes, and we have a storm over southern Mississippi that's pretty fairly intense by my News Radio ThreatNet radar's judgment. It's going to be moving east over Alabama here shortly, and then later on this afternoon, 2, 3, 4, something like that, the weather here locally is going to be fairly strong. It's only a 1 on the 5 scale, but it's not a 0, okay? So just be aware that later on today is probably a time to be aware. Joining us now, we have Julio Diaz. He is the host of Let's Go Pensacola, 4 o'clock on Saturday here on News Radio, and the host of the Pensacola Movie Club. And he joins us every Friday. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. I, too, have been called a 1 on the scale, but at least I'm not a 0.
Look, you are a 10 in every
look,
way,
but
good
dating
sir.
Profiles are a whole separate matter, okay? So... I'm a 1 on it, but not a 0. I'll take it. I assume you guys watched Guardians last night. Guardians, what, this is 3, right?
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, yes, that's correct.
My son said it was great. What did you all think?
I agree with your son. I thought it was fantastic. I think this is a fantastic summation of this series of movies. This is the end of the line for this version of the Guardians of the Galaxy. We may see another version of the Guardians of the Galaxy. We may see some of these characters again, but as you may or may not know, James Gunn, who has been the writer and director behind all 3 of these films, is leaving Marvel and is in fact the new co-head CEO of DC Films.
Oh,
so he will be
shepherding,
and there's already been a big announcement about what the plans are. But he is going to be shepherding along with Peter Safran the DC films starting next year. We've got a couple more films, and this Flash movie that's coming out in 6 weeks is supposed to lead into what's coming down the pipe there. But we know that for a fact that he is also writing and directing a new Superman movie.
Yeah.
So that is coming, and I think we get a little bit of
an apology movie for Batman v Superman. Is that what that is?
Well, I mean, there's going to be some kind of reboot going on.
I got you.
But I think we get a little bit of a preview of what his Superman might look at in the character of Adam Warlock in this movie. Some of the ways this guy moves and looks are very Superman-like. So if you're looking for a hint of what that might look like, that's something you're going to get out of this movie. But what you're really going to get out of this movie is just the absolute love of these characters and the journey that we've been on with these characters. And this one is really Rocket's story. Rocket has kind of been the kind of the stealth protagonist of the whole Guardian series, and
right.
This movie really ties that together. You find out about his origins. There is some of this that's a little hard to watch. I'm going to warn you if you've got smaller kids to maybe you might want to see it first, because some of it is a little disturbing. Not in a rated R kind of way. It's still a PG-13, but some of it's going, a little hard, and it has to be. It's the emotion of this story and just seeing these characters together, and it's just all around great. I couldn't be happier with it.
Outstanding. Well, yeah, no, it's kind of funny you should mention that, because he was the character I knew best kind of coming in from reading comics. I didn't really know Guardians itself all that well, but I knew Rocket Raccoon somewhat well. So, no, I'm excited to see it. I'm looking forward to it. We also have Love Again that's out this week, which is the Priyanka Chopra Jonas movie. I guess she goes on a bad date with her actual real-life husband, which is maybe a funny pretext, but is the movie any good?
Yeah, well, I mean, aside from the fact that it's got the most generic title in the history of movies ever, you might as well just call it Movie. you thought Plane and Ambulance were bad, but no, here we go. The reviews are not really great on this one. I think you might be slightly off about the premise. Apparently, she's sending texts to her dead husband, not realizing that the number has been reassigned to someone else. And this guy is a journalist who just he falls in love with her via the text. And his assignment just happens to be to interview Celine Dion, who's playing herself in this. And he enlists Celine Dion's help to you know, find this woman and, you know, meet in real life and fall in love, et cetera, et cetera. You know,
so Celineo de Bergerac, is that what I'm hearing? Kind of a gender reversal?
I've worked with celebrities for more than 25 years. I have interviewed, I don't know how many celebrities. I won't say that I've never, like, made friends with them. I've got celebrities on my Facebook that I've made friends with, et cetera, et cetera. I've had good experiences. I never would have asked one of them to help me hook up a date.
Well, I think your wife would have objected anyway, but
not even Deep Roy. Come on.
That's just not
even Deep Roy. Oh, that's funny.
You know,
all right.
He's
always up to help.
If anybody could, Deep Roy, I trust Deep Roy to be my wingman.
He'd be good at it.
Dude, that gentleman is filthy.
All right, so we that's the movies that are out this week. What are you watching next week, Julio?
Not sure yet, but check out our Facebook, Pensacola Movie Club on Facebook. As soon as we know that, we will post it up there.
Outstanding. As always, thanks for the time. Thanks for the laughs. That's funny. Happy to be a one, not a zero. Julio Diaz. No, he's the best. Good friend, Julio. Let's go Pensacola 4 o'clock tomorrow here on News Radio. And, of course, as you said, the Pensacola Movie Club on Facebook. Sir, we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Adrian.